from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee. Yes.
I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Race Day Las Vegas.
Thursday morning. It's almost Friday. Almost Friday, Thursday. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from this gaming capital, Las Vegas, from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on the Las Vegas Strip, Las Vegas Boulevard to be exact. We welcome you to the show as we ramp up for another weekend of racing, covering it Las Vegas style. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, we got a weather change, a little bit of a weather change. It's right now, it's only 46 degrees out, but we have a little drizzle in the area. They tell us that it's going to be this way and get a little bit more active with the rain overnight and into tomorrow, and then it's going to clear up here. So if you're thinking about coming and joining us here in Las Vegas for the weekend, by the time you get here on Saturday morning, it'll be just fine. And the temperatures, though, will be around the same, right around mid to high 40s in the morning and to mid to high 60s in the afternoon. We're waiting to see that creeping up into the 70s maybe next week here in Las Vegas. As far as rest of the country is concerned, if I can pick if I can punch up this map here, it seems that we have lost the map. We have now got it back. Looks like up and down the Pacific Coast is clear, Gulf Coast clear, East Coast clear, but there's a lot of action about to happen. It's in the It's in the Midwest, and there's a lot of snow going on in Colorado, which is what we need here in Las Vegas as far as our Lake Mead. We get the runoff from the Colorado River that comes into here and fills up our lake that we desperately need to be filled. That's for sure. So we got a lot of action going on there. But as far as most of the racing facilities around the country today, it ought to be great racing, that's for sure. All right, we got Jonathan Hardoon with us. We also got Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry J, our usual crew, to help us out on this Thursday show. Kentucky Derby Future Book is going to start out tomorrow at 9 a.m. It goes from Friday, 9 a.m., to Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. This is Pacific time. It's the pool number 5 in the Kentucky Derby Parimutuel Future Book there. And as we know, there are some horses, some of the top horses that in the Future Book past pools are now either on the sideline or simply won't be making it. So keep that in mind when you're making a Future Book bet for the Kentucky Derby. As far as the Kentucky Derby itself, we'll be celebrating here at the South Point Las Vegas style, which means that the big ballroom upstairs will be open on Kentucky Derby Day. That's, of course, Saturday, the 4th of May, the first Saturday in May, obviously. Big screen TVs, big banquet tables, a lot of betting windows, food and beverage deals and discounts. And we had a hat contest last year. I think we're going to have that again this year. It's always interesting and fun, that's for sure. And the big ballroom will open up early in the morning on that Saturday. You come on and it's free. The banquet table seat between, I think, 8 to 12 people. I'm not sure, but it's a huge banquet table that you can come in, bring all your friends, and have a great time and relax watching the Kentucky Derby and all of the great Kentucky Derby Day races at Churchill Downs, of course, with Parimutuel wagering as well. And, of course, the day before, the night before, at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 3rd, which is Kentucky Oaks Day. As soon as the Kentucky Oaks racing is over, we'll be holding our annual Kentucky Derby seminar. It'll be here at the Grandview Lounge, which is adjacent to the racebook, the separate racebook here at the South Point. Right next door is the Grandview Lounge. It's the lounge where they have entertainment in the evening. So it's set in a nice, beautiful atmosphere. You get to sit down there at the tables and watch us on stage. I'll be, kind of air traffic controlling our two great handicappers. Jonathan Hardoon will be coming in from the east. John Linda will be here from the west. And we'll have these guys looking at the Kentucky Derby throughout the nation, of course, and all of the great races that are on Derby Day. You know, we can make money on other races on Derby Day besides just the Kentucky Derby. We'll be looking at those races and, of course, recapping what happened on Kentucky Oaks Day Friday with the big Kentucky Oaks card there. It all starts out on Friday with the Kentucky Oaks here in the book, and of course the seminar in the evening, right around 6 o'clock, right after the West Coast races are finished at Santa Anita. We'll have that seminar in the Grandview Lounge, and then of course upstairs in the big grand ballroom on Saturday for the Kentucky Derby, celebrating the 150th running of America's most famous horse race, the Run for the Roses. And it's all free. Your parking's free. The admission for the entire hotel, the entire hotel is free. And certainly the race and sports book, and of course the big celebration in the grand ballroom on Saturday. It's all free. So just keep that in mind. Make your plans now to join us here. And if you're coming in from out of town, they have special Kentucky Derby room rates specials for the Kentucky Derby weekend as well. Just tell them you want to be here for that. Also, this weekend, starting tomorrow, and we'll go through Sunday, the world's best handicappers will be here in the NTRA National Horse Player Championship Tournament. Going to be millions of dollars up for grabs. The winner's going to get $800,000, and he'll get an Eclipse Award, too, at the Eclipse Award ceremony next year. And that is, of course, all of the players that have been playing in all these NTRA tournaments around the country, either through the internet or live and in person. All the winners from those all come together here for the big championship tournament that happens here in Las Vegas as well. So we'll be the gaming and horse player capital of the world over this weekend, that's for sure. All right. Well, we got to get started with our show, that's for sure. And when we come back, we'll start off with Mr. Jonathan Hardoon and our handicappers as well. So tie yourself on. We're just starting with this Almost Thursday race, almost Friday, Thursday race day show, I should say. It is Thursday. Yes, it is, folks. It is Thursday. We'll be right back. Don't go away. And don't forget, for those of you watching us on the South Point Studios Network on YouTube, if you haven't already subscribed, just do so. It's free. Subscription is free. We just want to know you're out there. Do that for us while we're on our break. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this almost Friday, Thursday race day show. And, of course, we're ramping it up for a weekend. It's going to be kind of a lull weekend as far as looking ahead to the Kentucky Derby. No Kentucky Derby points races are up for grabs, but I can tell you this, that it won't take that long because the prep races really kick in towards the end of the month. Now, you know we got the Dubai World Cup coming up on March 30th. March 30th, that Saturday, is the Dubai World Cup. It starts out early in the morning with all those races coming from Maidan Racecourse in Dubai. And, of course, we'll be having them, and you can play them here at the South Point in the Racebook, et cetera. And, of course, they'll have one Kentucky Derby point race in that race, the UAE Derby. That'll be 100 points. That starts out early in the day, but on the same day, on March 30th, you'll have the Arkansas Derby with 100 points, the Florida Derby with 100 points, and, of course, there's a race in Chelmsford, England, the Cardinal Condition Stakes. That'll be worth about 30 points. And then, of course, the next weekend, going into April, April 6th, Santa Anita Derby, 100 points, Bluegrass, 100 points, Wood Memorial, 100 points. So you can see that we're going to really fire it up. Later on this month. And, of course, on March 23rd, we'll have the Louisiana Derby with 100 points, the Jeff Ruby Stakes with 100 points as well, and the Fukuruye that stakes race there in Japan, that'll be 40 points. So you can see that the Kentucky Derby leaderboard points is really getting international now, that's for sure. All righty, let's get right to the racing menu for today, reminding everybody that the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here listening at all our great platforms that we have, like right here at the South Point Studios Network on YouTube, where you can see us and hear us, or on our anchor radio stations here in Las Vegas, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, or on the many different streamings that we have on the websites, like our racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world. We're there streaming and archived as well. And, of course, your iPhone, your Android, just get your KSHP and or your YouTube app. Put it on your devices, and you can hear us and see us on the YouTube app as well, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. So simply put, however, wherever you are, welcome to the show, and don't forget, we know that you're in a lot of different time zones, so keep that in mind. These are first post times as they will roll out in our race book here at the South Point. It is in the Pacific time zone. If you're not in it, adjust to it. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? And so we will start with the racing menu for today. We'll punch up the carryovers here. We're having a little problem with our computer, but we'll get it all squared away. Here then, we begin with Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a first post time of 9:55 for eight races, and they have a pick six jackpot carryover of $21,406. First post time at Mahoning Valley Racecourse for eight races set at 9:55. Then you have Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park's pick six jackpot's getting up there now after the mandatory payoff last week. The pick six jackpot now stands at $173,246. That's the cash in the pick six jackpot at Gulfstream Park. They have nine races today. Their first post time is 10:10. 10:10, first post at Gulfstream Park today. Aqueduct in New York. Well, the weather looks like it's pretty darn good at Aqueduct today. Partly sunny, 52 degrees. Track is fast at the Big A. And, of course, there's no carryover in anything there, but they have eight races today at Aqueduct and a first post time of 10:20. Then we go to Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park has nine races today. Their first post time at Oaklawn is set at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. Oaklawn Park, again, nine races. First post time is at 10:30. They come to you from Hot Springs, Arkansas. Fairgrounds in New Orleans has nine races. The Fairgrounds has a first post time of 10:45 at the Fairgrounds, and they have no carryovers today. Okay. Fairgrounds' first post time is at 10:45. Then we get to Sunland Park. Now, we know Sunland Park's got a couple of carryovers there. They have a pick five, regular pick five carryover at Sunland of $1,104. That's their regular pick five, not a jackpot, but a regular pick five, $1,104 at Sunland. First post time for nine races there, 11:25 today. Turf Paradise. It's a really kind of a marquee day at Turf Paradise. They have nine races today. They got two quarter horse races, the first two races on the card, and the final seven thoroughbred races, five of them are stakes races today. They'll roll out like this, and it's an all-stakes pick five, too, the last five races. An all-stakes pick five today at Turf Paradise. The fifth race is the Cotton Fitzsimmons Handicap at a mile and 16 for three-year-olds and up on the turf. A field of nine there. Your 5-2 favorite, War at Sea, with Mr. Ayuso going over to ride from Southern California. And then in the sixth race, the Arizona Oaks for the three-year-old fillies going a mile. Seven in that one. Favorite at 2-1 is Sakura Blossom, and that is also with Mr. Ayuso aboard. The seventh race is the Turf Paradise Derby. A mile and 1/16 for three-year-olds, a field of eight there. And in that race, the morning line favorite at 5-2 is EJ1 The Cup with Antonio Frasu going out to ride in the Turf Paradise Derby today aboard the lukewarm favorite in their race there at 5-2. Then the eighth race will be the Phoenix Gold Cup. This race has a lot of history to it. The Phoenix Gold Cup at 6 furlongs for three-year-olds and up sees a full field of 12 before any scratches in that race. So wide open it is that the morning line favorite is 7-2 and has Tulane Trist in that race. So it's going to be a good one, the Phoenix Gold Cup, the renewal there. And then the ninth and final race, the Queen of the Green Stakes, a mile and 16th on the turf for fillies and mares. Three-year-olds and up, a field of 10 in that one. That, too, is a wide-open affair. The morning line favorite there is 4-1 in Synthesy. So we got a great card going on at Turf Paradise today. First post time is 12:55 at Turf Paradise. 12:55 is their first post time. They also have a pick six jackpot carryover going today of $35,719. Again, first post time, 12:55 at Turf Paradise for that five stakes race card today at Turf Paradise. Wow. All right, Turfway Park. Eight races there today at Turfway Park. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $10,737. First post time at Turfway Park is at 2:55 for their eight races. Then we go to Penn National. Their super high five jackpot carryover, $11,486. Seven races at Penn National. First post time is 3 p.m. And then we wrap it up with Charlestown Races. Charlestown has a pick six jackpot carryover, $34,752. Eight races at Charlestown and a first post time of 4 p.m. there. And that is the racing menu for this Almost Friday, Thursday. Really neat card out there at Turf Paradise today. We're going to have to check it out in Phoenix, Arizona. We go now to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. You ever take a look at the Turf Paradise races?
I used to play it on Mondays and Tuesdays when it was quiet, but I don't know. Usually the fields are kind of short, and you know, I like to look for value, and it's tough playing, you know, races where they got five and six horses.
Well, I got to tell you, with the morning lines that I saw in those feature races today, it's a wide, they're wide open races. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch Turf Paradise today, especially where there's no racing late in the afternoon on the West Coast. So that ought to be a lot of fun there, that's for sure.
They were smart to schedule for Thursday. Like you said, they're going to be the only game in town at that time, and you know, I'm sure it'll help handle.
Absolutely. I think and that has been the trend, I think, in the last, well, I'd say to 5-7 years maybe, where the tracks like maybe Penn National, Mahoning Valley, you got Presque Isle Downs, and those what is considered to be the secondary, the second level of racetracks around the country, and certainly Turf Paradise as well. They take advantage of the off days of the big tracks, and they'll come with what their perceived weekend racing might be on a Monday or Tuesday. I think it works out well.
Yeah, I think Indiana Downs did it also, if you remember, when they had to meet their big stake races were run during the week, and you know, they didn't buck heads with the big tracks, and they did a smart thing.
And I think some tracks that run in the evenings, like maybe Penn National and certainly Turfway Park, sometimes they'll put their feature race on a Friday night card.
Yeah, Penn National has their big night. You're right, there is on Friday nights. I remember that they had those big turf races, and the good jockeys would chip in to ride there, and that's their big night. They have to take advantage. They don't want to, you know, buck heads with the major tracks. They're not accomplishing anything by doing that. So that's smart business, Ralph.
Well, and not only that, but you just alluded to the fact that you were watching and playing Turf Paradise on Mondays and Tuesdays. A lot of people like myself would also do that. You know, race players kind of like need a little action every day, because you never know. You can walk around lucky and not know it unless you make a bet on a horse.
That's true.
In any case, there's still some ramifications and rippling effect from this blackout that happened at Tampa Bay on Tampa Bay Derby Day. We might get into that maybe tomorrow with some other people that had residual effects from that blackout at other racetracks. But for the moment, we're looking at this weekend where it's a kind of a lull weekend as far as the Derby and Oaks outlook is, that's for sure. And with the Kentucky Derby Future Book Pool 5 coming up over the weekend, it's hard to really nail down what would be a favorite outside of the all others.
Yeah, and it's surprising, by the way, that they would have the contest, the handicapping contest this weekend when it's quiet. Aqueduct on a Saturday, could you imagine, has 8 races. The Gulfstream card, I just started doing it. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm surprised they opted to do it this weekend, but I guess there was a reason for it. You know, I would think they would want to do it when there's a lot more action going on in the important races, but they opted to do it this weekend. I don't know why.
Well, you know, I got to tell you that I'm okay with that, because horse players, and this is what it is, it's supposed to be the National Horse Players Championship. Horse players are looking for races that are deep in contention, etc. And some of the times with these days that you don't have the big stakes races where you got 5 horses in a race and 3 of them are Baffert's and stuff like that, that maybe the overall cards that they'll be competing for coast to coast for the next 3 days will be much richer in potential value than maybe big race days would.
You would think that there would be big field size, that that's what they would be looking for. But the fact that Aqueduct has 8 races and all short fields for the most part, I mean, you know, you'll see when you do Saturday's work, if you take a chance and look at the cards, they're really anemic, to be honest with you. But
yeah, and I got to tell you, if they're anemic in New York, can you imagine what the races are going to be like in Southern California? I guess when you put the date together for these things ahead of time, you can't really predict what's going to go on with the field sizes, etc. But I think that might have been their thought pattern. And not only that, but a lot of the race players, a lot of the horse players that are actually going to be in the tournament, I think they come from jurisdictions and places where they may very well like to be at the track on those big days as well.
Yeah, but they don't want to bet into 5 and 6 horse fields in a contest. What are you going to win the contest with, winning $30 in your bankroll?
But the good thing about that is the fact that, Jonathan, they're all playing on the same field. I mean, they're all playing. There's not one group of handicappers that are going to have go for a look at races with bigger field sizes than others. They all got the same, all the same races across the country, so maybe a lower score might be forthcoming, but even at that lower score, you got to be the highest scorer to get that $800,000.
And you got to be sharp, you know. Finding 12 $6 horses, not an easy thing to do.
No, not at all. By the way, yesterday you had all live horses, and that's all that we were looking for. Your horse at Gulfstream Park, your pick there, finished third in the race, and your Tampa Bay pick was second in the Tampa Bay. So, you know, our handicappers would love to win all the races. We know we can't, but the one thing we'd like to do is keep for all the picks to be live horses. As a matter of fact, Rich Ang's horse finished second as well yesterday. So you guys were all close to the board, maybe no cigar, but close to the board, that's for sure. And that's what we're looking for, horses that are well-meant horses, live horses, exactly. No question about that.
That's what we're trying to do, and most of them run. They don't all win, obviously, but if you get a run for your money, you can't beat that man.
No, you can't, not at all. Before we get to the picks for today, Jonathan, looking ahead at the weekend, you'll be doing, usually do four sheets usually over the weekend, and certainly what do you got planned for this weekend?
Well, we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and, of course, Santa Anita.
Got to tell you, I'll be looking without the big, you know, the big races as far as with the Kentucky Derby and Oaks ramifications up for grabs. I think I'll be looking at Oaklawn Park. They got the good full fields, and, man, I'll tell you what, you connect the dots there, and you're going to get paid off.
Yeah, they have the Whitmore this weekend, and believe it or not, only 7 horses in that race. Usually, that, you know, their fields are always full for the most part, and even they, 7 horses in their stake race. So, not much as far as quality, but a lot of quantity, hopefully.
Well, let's get started with some picks for today.
Okay, let's go to Aqueduct first, Ralph, and look at the 6th race today. It's a mile on the main track, and I like the number 1 horse in here, Miss Fashionista. This is a 4-year-old filly from the Todd Pletcher barn. 6 career starts. She's improved in each and every one of them. She graduated last time out at Aqueduct at a mile. Faces winners today for the first time, but she's on the improve. 4-1 on the morning line. Jose Gomez aboard to ride. I like number 1, Miss Fashionista, to win today's 6th race out at Aqueduct.
All right, at the big A, the 6th race, number 1, Miss Fashionista. Gomez aboard at 7-1. That race is a mile, of course, at Aqueduct. That'll be a one-turn mile. And, of course, that'll be pivotal for the late pick 4, late pick 5, and the start of the late pick 3 as well. So in the 6th race, you like number 1, Miss Fashionista, with Gomez aboard. Jonathan Hardoon's pick there at Aqueduct. All right, what's next?
Let's go to Gulfstream and look at race number 8. And full disclosure, I have a connection to this horse, but I'm giving her out because she's doing well, and the trainer likes her, and so do the connections. Number 6. Hi, hello, how are you? A 4-year-old filly from the Jose D'Angelo barn, Juan Alvarado, aboard to ride. This horse's last 3 races, she ran at Tampa. She ran against tougher horses than she meets here today. She's listed at 4-1 on the morning line. She should get a great trip in here. Number 6, hi, hello, how are you? Wins today's 8th race out at Gulfstream.
Well, we certainly want your connections to be standing in the winner's circle and make that address to the horse when he comes back to the winner's circle. Hi, hello, how are you? We hope she's doing just fine in that race. It's a filly. The 6th in the 8th and final race, Junior Alvarado aboard, number 6 in the 8th race, and not the final. That is, the 9th race is the final. 6th, number 6 in the 8th race at Gulfstream Park, Jonathan Hardoon's pick there. And, Jonathan, Gulfstream Park, outside of, you know, putting up with what you don't like, the tap at a footing, been a little light on as far as what they call the championship meet.
Yeah, we spoke about it last week or weekend, Ralph, and the weekday cards are weak. They really are. You know, they're running 8 race cards for the most part, and not the best horses. They're running a lot of cheap claiming races and way too many Tapita races, but I guess they look to protect the turf course since they race there all year round. So they're giving you a lot of Tapita during the week. The weekend cards are fine. It's during the week that where they suffer a little bit.
Yeah, it's the Calder meet at Gulfstream here when we get into the spring and summertime, that's for sure. And again, today you have 3 seats available, right?
Yeah, I have Gulfstream, Aqueduct, and Oakland Selections.
All right, and you can get them at Jonathan's website right now for the racing today. And, Jonathan, we will wait and talk to you tomorrow and maybe do a little bit of conversation on those rippling ramifications for the tote delay at Tampa Bay last weekend, that's for sure.
Obviously, Ralph, it went a lot further than just Tampa.
Yeah.
I mean, there were... You know, people in California, I heard that were playing New York and other tracks. They were affected. Their bets were canceled without them even knowing they were canceled.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big mess, and I don't have the answer. They obviously should have paid them out, in my opinion, but let's see what happened. I'm going to look into it today, and we'll discuss it tomorrow.
Yes, you do that investigating for us. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well...
All right, we continue on this Almost Friday Thursday show with more college hoop action as far as conference tournaments going on all week long, because come Sunday, it'll be that selection day to find out who's in and who's out in the big monster March Madness contest. And, of course, that is the NCAA Basketball Championship. And our man Rich Eng is doing his studying, and he'll give us the latest when he gets back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023, because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Alrighty, we're back on the Thursday show here from the South Point Studios. Always fun to be here. You get all the action around you from the casino and the sports and racebook. Even early in the morning, folks are out here having a good time, that's for sure. Let's get to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
Well, Rich, you know, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty now. It's Thursday, and now we got all these conference tournaments now whittling down to their championship games coming up. And then, of course, Sunday is the selection day. Want to give a high five and congratulations to the UNLV Runnin' Rebel women's basketball team for winning the Mountain West.
Yeah, they're one of the better teams in the country, although, you know, there's some real tough teams at the top of the heap. But, you know, just getting to the dance is quite an accomplishment when you have more than 300 colleges playing and you get down to the 64 So congratulations to them.
Yes, and of course our UNLV Run and Rebel men in the Mountain West tournament. I guess they'll take on San Diego State this evening, today, sometime. You think?
Yeah, that's a first round game for them, and San Diego State's a 4.5 point favorite. Yeah. San Diego State, one of the teams that I have in the future book at 150-1. So, in all candor, I'm actually rooting for San Diego State.
Now, the Mountain West tournament. Obviously, is that played at Thomas and Mack? Is that the arena they're playing in the Mountain West?
That's correct.
So it'll be a home game. It'll be a home game for UNLV.
Yeah, they're more familiar with the court. But as far as a home game, you know, the way the tickets are broken up, there's an equal allotment to every school. So it's not like it's going to be full of UNLV fans. There's going to be fans from San Diego State and some of the other schools that are participating.
Well, we know it gets crazy in the big tournament, that's for sure, with a lot of crazy upsets and last-minute scores for a win and you're in, or a loss and you're out. But I got to tell you, Villanova came close to that type of skirt yesterday with a big favorite and just winning at the buzzer.
Yeah, they needed a last-second three-pointer to win the game. And, you know, there was an example of something you had mentioned yesterday, Ralph, where I think Villanova might have been looking ahead to the next game, and because DePaul was 0-20 in the conference, and they thought they could just walk all over them. Well, that's not the case at this time of year. Every game's like a game 7 of a series, win and you continue, and DePaul gave a great effort.
Yeah, and you know, that comes down to, I believe, the coaches. The coaches are the ones that have to get these kids up to snuff and just impose upon them that each game means something. Each game you got to try to bring your best game forward, because if you just let down a little, these teams are good enough to beat you outright, and that almost happened yesterday. So I look for the good coaches and the ones that have certainly tournament experience as well. But I'll leave the handicapping up to you, that's for sure. What do we have on for today?
Well, you know, one thing to notice about today, Ralph, this is the busiest day of conference tournament week. There are 52 games on the slate, so there's plenty of action morning, noon, and night. And as far as a pick for everybody and myself included, I'm going to take a game out of the ACC. Now, an angle that I like from year after year is when the lower-seeded teams have to play a play-in game and then have to turn around in 24 hours or less and play the number seed. They're at a big disadvantage, not only talent-wise, because there's a reason why North Carolina is the number one seed and Florida State's at the bottom of the ACC. But also now you've got a lack of rest. You just played a game less than 24 hours. So I'm going to go with North Carolina minus 10.5. It's a lot of lumber, but they are the much better basketball team than Florida State just played yesterday.
No question about that. Okay, North Carolina laying the lumber of 10.5 points in that game there, the ACC semifinals, or quarterfinals, I should say. Okay, time to get started with a pick for horses.
Well, I heard you talking about the stakes races at Turf Paradise, and I like a horse in the Cotton Fitzsimmons. That's race 5 at Turf Paradise.
Yeah.
And so, bring in number 3, Fuerto Ventura. They got Jonathan Thomas. This horse has been running against much better competition in the Midwest, and one of my favorite jockeys to bet on, Kazushi Kimura, 3-1 in the morning line. Let's go with Fuerta Ventura in the Cotton Fitzsimmons.
Yeah, some of the Southern California jockeys know racing at San Anita, going over to Turf Paradise in those stakes races. Kimura is one of them. So in the fifth race, you like number 3, Fuerta Ventura, the 3, with Kazushi Kimura aboard. That's the Cotton Fitzsimmons fifth race today at Turf Paradise. And, of course, Richie, you'll be back with us tomorrow with your Santa Anita sheet, as well as continuing on for hoops action. Now it's getting really down to the nitty-gritty. This can be a lot of fun, certainly. And they're celebrating March Madness big time here in Las Vegas, especially here at the South Point. Now, this book behind me is going to go nuts, but they have a big March Madness party that's going on up in the exhibit hall here in the South Point, okay? The exhibit hall, the big exhibit hall, has, I think, something like 800 to 1,000 seats up there. It'll be March 21st, 22nd, 23rd, the first big weekend of the tournament. You'll be able to go there. The party is up there. And, of course, they'll have food and beverage deals and all that stuff and plenty of places to bet up there as well. So the March Madness big tournament hits the big time, big room upstairs as well here in the South Point. And, again, it's free of charge. Hey, thanks a lot, Richie. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, one last point. Remember that the South Point Sportsbook is open 24 hours. So if you have an inkling to bet at 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody's there to man a window.
Yes. Personally, at 3 o'clock in the morning, the only thing I'm going for is the restroom. But outside of that, for the younger guys, yeah, they'll be out there certainly. And this book is going to be open 24 hours a day to accommodate them. That's for sure. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're coming back with our closing act. You know what it is, John and Jerry. John Lindo is up next. Don't go away on this Thursday show.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, I want to remind you that along with Race Day Las Vegas, that starts the broadcasting here on the South Point Studios Network on YouTube every Wednesday through Sunday. We also have three great programs that are on the network as well. Punchlines with Frank Nicotero. And if you haven't seen this, you got to watch this guy. He's great, too. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon to 1 o'clock. This is Pacific time. On Thursdays, as is today, today at 10 a.m., almost following us here, is Gone Racing, of course, with Brendan Gaughan talking all about auto racing. It's a fascinating show, so make sure you tie on for Gone Racing here at 10 a.m. this morning. And then Sports by the Book. Hey, listen, there's sports every day, which means Sports by the Book is on every day, 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 3 to 4 o'clock, and Saturday and Sunday where all the action is from 8:30 to 10 a.m. following us on this network. Great shows all. Got to watch them. All right, let's go to John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. We got a little drizzle out here, and I know that we get a lot of that weather coming from the west to the east. So what you say you?
We're looking good. It's sunny out here, and we should be good to go. There's a little chance of rain, like 20% chance, maybe Friday or Saturday, but I think we're going to skate through. We're going to be okay, Ralph. We're going to think positive about it, and we don't need any more rain. We've had our share this year.
Yeah, and we're going to get the rain in the wee hours of the morning this morning into Friday. It'll be cleared up by Saturday, so this front might be one that started way up in the northwest and just dropping down and missing Southern California completely. That's for sure, and that's always good news, certainly we want to see racing uninterrupted this weekend at Santa Anita, although there's no Derby or Kentucky Oaks points races up for grabs. Still all in all, and today at Turf Paradise, we see some of the jocks that compete in Southern California going over there for some stakes money.
Yeah, some good races, Turf Paradise Derby, Turf Paradise Oaks, and the Phoenix Gold Cup, which you talked about, one of my favorite races. They will go fast over there at Turf Paradise in that 6-furlong sprint.
Yeah, that's a very historic race at Turf Paradise over the years. I think it's got to be like 80 or 100 years old where the race, it's been there ever since Turf Paradise opened. And the Phoenix Gold Cup is always a race that a lot of Southern California trainers who have speedy horses, sprint horses, wind up going to. Not that so much that case this year, but they got some fast horses there and a full field of 12 for that Phoenix Gold Cup.
Yeah, we got beat a nose in that race. I think back in 1990, we sent Sensational Star over there. He missed the break and ended up getting beat a nose, but we sure had a lot of fun. And I tell you what, we actually went to the dog track the night before and made a weekend out of it. We had a good time.
Yeah, Turf Paradise in Phoenix, there's a lot of good stuff to do at Phoenix, that's for sure. The NTRA National Horse Players Championship is here this week, and it'll start tomorrow. I know you got some friends. Got to be in this thing.
Oh, a lot of friends are out there. I'm sticking around in Southern California. We have the memorial service for handicapper Jerry Antonucci on Sunday, so that's why I'm sticking in town over here. But a lot of guys over there. You'll see a lot of Santa Anita guys, especially. I know Tom Quigley is out in that area when he's not attending some of the conference basketball games. He'll be in the tournament room. And a lot of the faces and names that you see on a regular basis around the country are out there. It's a lot of fun. It's a great place to catch up with everyone.
John, please pass along my condolences to the Antonucci family there. He was a good friend of ours, certainly, when I was in Southern California working in the press box and the press there. He will be missed, that's for sure. And what a handicapper that guy was. Never looked for a favorite.
We learned so much from guys like Jerry Antonucci and Professor Gordon Jones, who were together in the L.A. Herald Examiner out here in Southern California when I was growing up. That's how we learned the business, and they were terrific guys to work with, too, once you got to know them. So, yeah, we're going to miss them quite a bit, and we're going to get together at Santa Anita on Sunday and talk about them a little bit.
Well, I hope you guys raise a nice drink to him as well. Jerry is one class guy and certainly knew the business, that's for sure. And I can tell you this, that newspaper they work for, the Los Angeles Herald Examiner in Southern California, was by far that, and I believe the Independence, what was the other paper that came out of Pasadena?
The Pasadena Star News, Green Sheet.
Yeah, yes. That one there. Between those two, they were the two best horse racing general horse racing newspapers in the country at that time, no doubt about it.
Like I said, I learned how to handicap from all the stuff that they put in there. All those guys, teaching you the thought processes. You had the charts, you had everything else, so you could look up, see how you did. And we didn't have all that information on the internet back then, so what you got from the newspapers was how you learned.
That was golden, that's for sure, when those guys. And the great thing about it was, if you were fortunate enough to be in the press or working around them, as I was in those days when I was younger, that press box in Southern California, whether it be Santa Anita or Hollywood Park or Del Mar, wherever you went in the press box in those days in Southern California with all those handicappers there, it was just a lively place to be every day the racing was on. It was real a lot of fun.
Yeah, you talk about productive races. That was a productive press box. Those guys knew what they were doing, and they were sharp. And most of those guys, knock on wood, are still around, and they're still sharp.
And I can tell you one thing. The handle out of that Parimutuel window up in the press box would probably rival the handle at any level of the racetrack, that's for sure. Those guys that teed it up as well. So it was good memories, that's for sure. And we just pass along our sympathies and condolences to the Antonucci family for us. That's what we would love you to do for us. All right. No racing today at Santa Anita, but the Linda Report, folks, as you know, reaches out and does other racetracks when Southern California is down sometimes, and certainly when there's big races at a big racetrack. Today, not so many big races around the country this week, so the Linda Report, you do have a Gulfstream sheet today available right here at the South Point exclusively, free of charge, complimentary here at the South Point Racebook only. You can only get the Linda Report here, covering all the races, suggested late pick four. And, of course, you also update jockey trainer standings at the beginning of the week with every sheet you do. So let's get started with Gulfstream.
Right. The Gulfstream standings are pretty solidified now. Arad Ortiz is the leading jockey. He's got 99 wins at the meet. Paco Lopez second with 83. And Jose Ortiz is third with 78. Safi Joseph has opened a big lead in the trainer standings, 56 winners for him.
Wow.
Todd Pletcher second with 32. Mark Cassie is third with 26. And Brendan Walsh, who started the meet, I think he was 3 for 43 at one point. He's now 1 with 5 of his last 14 starters. So keep an eye on that barn. They're picking up steam as they go back to Kentucky after this meet ends. And as far as our favorites for you, Ralph, favorites holding at 39% for the meet.
All right, let's drop that a little bit anyhow, that's for sure. But I can tell you this, when trainers like Brendan Walsh go through a lull period, and all trainers do, good or bad, and all in between, you know they're going to come out of it, and he is starting to warm up now, that's for sure. All right, John, Gulfstream Park, you got a sheet out. What are we doing, buddy?
Let's go to race number six today at Gulfstream Park. In race number six, number five, Can't Back Off. Got a race over the Tapita at Gulfstream Park. Missed the break, got shuffled back to last early. Didn't run bad to split the field. Drops in class today, has that race over the track. Gaffaleon sticks with him. At 7-2 in the program, I think he's live on the drop. Number five, Can't Back Off. Race number six, Gulfstream Park.
All right, sixth race at Gulfstream. The five, Can't Back Off. We hope he won't and win. The five and the sixth race is John Lindo's pick off the Lindo Report. Don't forget, get John Lindo's full Lindo Report for Gulfstream right now, today, only here at the South Point, complimentary free of charge, because they love horse players, and they love John Lindo's Lindo Report as well. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good luck today, Ralph.
All right. You got him, my man. And now we'll go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, Aqueduct, eight races today, and over the weekend, they say we only have, like, what's it, eight races tomorrow, and it looks like smaller fields. What's going on in New York right now?
I don't know. They have a large population of horses in Philadelphia and Delaware and all around the metropolitan area. They should be able to fill races. I mean, it's not so bad. Certainly better than Santa Anita's been. So I hope, what can I say? I don't have, I'm not in the secretary's office. I don't know what their issue is.
Yes, asking for your opinion, like I ask all the other handicappers out there.
I'm just saying, I don't know. It's not something I'm good at.
All right. Well, Jerry, you're not going to be with us for the next couple of days. You have a project going on there. And so you will be sending us your selections off of your power pages, though, for the weekend, for the next 3 days. But you're here now with us today. And since we only have one racetrack that you do today, you know what I'm going to ask you. So go for it.
Okay. Well, let's start with the play that I gave you overnight. Let's go to race number eight for Don Vino Vici, the one from Chitino's barn. Blinkers off here today, sort of the third race in a particular cycle that I like. The last two races for this gelding have been pretty good, and I kind of like the horse, but there's other horses I like as well. Mm-hmm. We're at 3-1. I wouldn't go much below 5-2 here, but I do think we have a strength advantage on this horse. And sometimes that holds up, sometimes it doesn't. So we'll take the one horse. We'll use the 2, 5, 6, and 7 in the spread. We'll reverse the spread, 2, 5, 6, and 7 over the one. I'm going to press up probably 1, 6, 6-1 a little bit. I have another star horse in the race, the 5 horse. I'll do something extra with that as well. But the 1 is my key horse in race number 8.
Don Vino Vici, right?
Correct.
All right. The 1 horse in the 8th race. Link-ups are 2, 5, 6, and 7 in reverse. Then you're going to do another 1, 6, because that's the favorite in the race, and you want to make sure you cover that for value. And also push another 1, 5, because the 5 is star horse. 2 star horses in that race, the 5 and the 6. But the 1 is your key in this race, the last race, the 8th at Aqueduct. What about that bonus play?
Yeah, let's try going to the 3rd race, Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Number 5, Street Swag from Mike Maselli. Yeah, he's a really good trainer and does... He was a nice jockey, too, back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like the look on this horse. I think we see some gradual improvement, and I think we're going to get another good race. And 5-1, I think this is a good win place bet. I don't have all the spreads for you, but I do like the 5, and I'm going to play 1 exacta for sure with Mr. Bob, the 1 horse. So I'm going to have a 1-5-5-1 exacta.
All right, 3rd race, the 5, Street Swag, the 5. And the link-up is going to be the 1, Mr. Bob. So it's going to be 5-1-1-5, but the 5 is the win bet there. and that, of course, in the third race at Aqueduct. Now, remember, folks, Jerry won't be with us on tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday, but his power pages for Aqueduct and Santa Anita over the weekend will still be available at your website, right?
Right, but Ralph, I will be with you on Sunday.
Oh, you're going to come back on Sunday?
Yeah, I will be with you.
All right, so you're going to bookend between today and Sunday. Friday and Saturday, you won't be with us. That's good news. Thanks for letting us know that, Jerry. JerryJ'sPowerPage.com is where you can get his power pages for Aqueduct and Santa Anita tomorrow. And so as we wrap up this Almost Friday race day show with this Thursday ending, we will be back on Friday right here from the South Point Studios on the YouTube network. Don't forget, South Point Studios Network on YouTube. Check us out. You can check all our handicappers as well. So until tomorrow, you know Jerry's got one thing to say every day. So say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato and Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.